Oju, welcome to the History of Drum and Dance. This is a informative program about etiquette. Little bit about the history of some of these dances, so that when you get out there, you have a little bit of knowledge about what's going on out there, about the dances, different types of dances that you see, different types of outfits, singing, and it's very, very informative about, you know, what you're going to experience, and so it's just adding to the flavor of that experience, so when you get to the different powwows, you know, you're able to go ahead and participate if you want, but at least you get an understanding. And I know that when I get an understanding of something, I also have more respect for that understanding, and I do care to learn, and I do care to understand different cultures, different ways, and experience those for myself. And coming to the different powwows, you know, I know that Native Americans don't live in igloos or teepees or wigwams or wikiups, caves or whatever, kiavs, I think they're called. And, you know, they don't live in these anymore. They may down in the Pueblo nations, I do believe they still live in their traditional homes. But for the most part, most do not. They live in regular houses. And this being at the powwows, you get to have a glimpse into the past of what it might have been like for some of these Native Americans. And it's a very, very beautiful dance. It's fashioned after the rodeos, grand entries, whatnot. And coming in the grand entries, we have leading off the dancers. Well, first we usually have the veterans bringing in the eagle staffs and those types of things. And of course we have the royalty from different tribes coming on in next. But then following that, we usually have the traditional dancers, and the traditional dancers are the men's traditional dancers. Now, some of the things that I've heard is that the reason why we do this is not that we're before the ladies. No, not before the mothers or anything like that, but to get out there and to protect them. They are the life givers, the way we come to understand them. And this men's traditional is a warrior dance. And the warrior dance is, they come on in, they've been out on the hunt, hunting food, and or trails, or looking out for the enemies, or protecting their lands. And they get out there and they do these left foot with two movements, right foot with two movements, kind of like the deer going through the woods, being cautious and looking at the ground and looking for the track and studying that track and carrying on and following that track. You'll see them going through a series of movements, especially during the shake songs, and we'll talk about the shake songs talk about the drums. And they'll get down on one knee usually, and they are definitely searching the ground and looking around, becoming one with the earth, and feeling that beauty and that flow of Mother Nature, and in prayer dancing. And that's another thing, you know, each dance step is a prayer in itself to honor the Earth Mother, beautifully dancing on her, and showing their respect and their honor to the mother of all mothers. And these traditional dancers, they have bustles coming out of their on the backside with a trailer underneath it, and the breastbone plate in the front, along with their beadwork, the cuffs, usually with fringes hanging down from them, armbands, chokers, braided hair, and usually porcupine hair, roaches with feathers or plumes. They have a front drop, back drop, side drop. They have leggings, moccasins. And again, these outfits, and I've heard this many times, are worth like about $10,000. Originality is the foremost key in each and every outfit. Even though they're all similar, they're all different. Like, just like a fingerprint, and each individual is different. Each story that each outfit tells is different. Each style, the beadwork, the feathers. I know that these traditional dancers, some of them carry a red feather. They are a veteran. That denotes the injury in battle for the veteran. So a wounded vet will carry one of these red feathers. And also, they'll do for these veteran songs, of course, they all stand in honor of that, what they had gone through in battle. And again, these dances are very, very beautiful, especially when you get out there and you're able to participate in them and mimic those type of movements. And also when you get there and it's like looking into the past. You get to see these warriors, these outfits, and what they use with them, or how they put them together, the beadwork, the time, and then the energy to get out there and dance with these heavy. Some of these outfits are extremely heavy, and they have to be in some great shape to get out there and do these movements. Again, every spring of the year, I hear the same phrase over and over: my calves are burning. So we know they're burning a lot of calories, and they're getting in some great shape to continue on dancing throughout the summer months. Again, they have the larger circuit out there, which is United States, Canada, and then they also have the state-wide ones, which is usually tri-state area, and then they also have the local power trail. And a lot of these people, they follow these everywhere. And they go from powwow to powwow. And this is known as the powwow trail. And this dance isn't going anywhere. This is an intricate part of the powwow circuit, men's traditional. You get to get out there and, me as a singer, I get to sing for them. And then every now and again, depending, I pop up my head and look at the dancers, and you'll see these singers do that. They'll pop up their head once in a while and watch these dancers and when they're dancing, and it depends on the song, and we'll get to the songs later. So stay tuned for those types of things when we get to those songs, and we'll tell you about different beats and whatnot, and what to watch for, what to listen for. And once again, traditional dancers, men's northern traditional to be exact, very beautiful dance. When you get out there, if you want to take a picture, please be respectful, go ask, and if you want them to talk about it, go on up, go talk to them, and I'm sure they'll give you a rendition of what they had to go through to get their outfit put it together, and very, very, very respectfully thank them. All right, and History, Drum, and Dance signing off. See you again next week. Stay tuned, be safe. All right, miigwech.